And then there's dead weight. Hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls, on a free Monday. For those of you just tuning in, not even a minute in. Let me tell you, I technically don't know if I stopped drinking. I don't know, because I came to at about 3 in the morning with Bronston, who's an absolute monster. You'll see him on the next show. You'll see him on morning. If he gets here early, we'll bring him by. Having a little party. And so I just kept on drinking. Then I came in and look at this. The booze fairy brought owl cake. That's a cake. That's a fucking cake.
Gino?
Yes.
He's a wild animal on the studio thing there. What's
it's a cake. Our buddy, what's your name? Sean. Let me write that down.
Aaron.
A-G-G-O-T. Sean made a cake. What's that?
Yeah.
He made a cake. Isn't that great?
Oh. Now, what type of cake is it?
It's an owl cake.
Yeah, I know that, but what type of cake?
It's an owl cake. He deep fried an owl and frosted it.
I don't think that's real.
I think that's what it is. It's deep fried. What is it again? Vanilla. They put it in an oven. They set it to Auschwitz, and this came out.
I don't think that that's a thing.
That's not a setting?
I have an oven here in
right.
Florida. I have an oven in New York. Neither one says Auschwitz.
Well, you know what? Then you just don't, and you wonder why your food isn't hot enough. All right. He made a cake. I so want to eat it, and I don't want to touch it. That's amazing. Does your wife make cakes and does butt sex? Keep her. And can we get a show? What are we doing? Yeah, it's the owl. I'm not the owl.
Wow.
I did shave. Thank you.
Gino,
and I decided to grow a beard the minute I finished shaving.
Gino.
Yes.
Tell me someone made you a cake.
Someone made me a cake.
Who?
No, Sean did. He made me a cake.
Who?
Sean.
Who?
One more time.
Oh, Jesus. I've been found. I've been trying to sell cocaine out of this place in Miami, and things have been going well.
Now,
that's a beautiful cake.
Does your wife make cakes for a living? On the side? What else does she do on the side? You know what I'm talking about, creepy guy in front of him, huh?
Bot sex?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. What kind? Is it vanilla cake?
That's what I was asking. You just ruined the whole... Don't make that face.
It's foiled.
Maybe a cake is supposed to be delicious.
I just put it in a foil. All right, look.
It keeps the owl warm underneath.
All right, look, this owl's been maimed. But, I mean, this is fucking... So you're saying don't eat the head. Does your wife eat the head? You know what I'm talking about. Is she a whore? Does she sport? Kid, you're 17. Got a full studio audience. Hold on. There's 2, 4, 5. Let's drink till there's 10.
I know you're drunk. You need
I'm
to
not drunk. I'm not drunk.
Slow down.
I'm not drunk.
I'm here. I know you think I'm not because I'm not in studio. It doesn't count. I'm here. You just ate tinfoil out of the back of an owl's brain on live internet.
I did. I have problems.
So let's get it together. It's okay. Free Mondays. You got to impress people. And eating the back of an owl's head and making a gross face isn't how you're going to bring people in.
Every time I eat head, I make a gross face. How do you think I got this job? You were there.
Take the same bite that you just took and don't make a gross face. Make a face like you're enjoying it, no matter how the tinfoil tastes. Oh, that's still gross.
What did she make it out of? It's very gummy. It's fondant, isn't it? Hey, what's that over there? All right.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, kidding aside, it's fantastic. I just don't have a sweet tooth. I like bitter things, like my ex, who texted me. We have to get together, and I got to give you your gift. All right. Let's set that up.
Now you got to clean your teeth. Your teeth look like you've been munching on shit sandwiches. So clean your teeth a little bit. You can't be on internet web television with looking like you've been sucking feces.
Someone go get me something to drink this out of, all right? Where's my whiskey? Oh, John's here. No,
hey,
John.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, Gino?
That's fantastic. Can
anything
someone
all right, man?
What's that?
Well, you need some booze, man. Just hold on. So
all right,
Mike
thanks.
Can,
someone get me a shot glass
man?
Or something?
Fizz is here, too, dude. I'm here. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. Let's
you.
Do this.
Getting a, there's a charger glass in the thing over the coffee machine. I keep them together. Thank you. Now, where was I?
Hey, Gino.
Homo.
Gino,
yeah, John,
what
what's
what
up?
Happened to your mustache, man? You look like you're on.
I shaved it all off. I look better with a beard, don't I? Not being vain.
You look great like that.
What's, you,
you know
do
what?
You?
It really highlights the brown shit in your teeth when you don't have a beard. That's what I've noticed. You need... Jesus. Oh, can you say, please, sir, can I have some more?
I have some more.
Yeah, that's great. That doesn't look good. So
it's not a good look? Hey, how was your weekend, dude?
We went to the beach yesterday.
Right.
You ever been to a beach?
I do. I'm going to the mountains this weekend. It's not the beach, is it? But, no, center. You're right in the center. Center, right there. That's no, no, wrong. It's never not funny to me. Did Andrea go to the liquor store to buy a shot glass? And so you went to the... I don't want FaceApp Berg yet. I don't want the FaceApp. So you went to the beach. Aaron? Why is this so funny to me? Oh, because I'm five. I'm five. You know what, yeah, Andre? Forget it.
Yesterday went to Jimmy Buffett. What's wrong with this thing here? Why am I not in the middle of it?
I don't know why.
There we go. That's perfect. We went to... it's a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
How was that?
In Hollywood Beach.
Go on. Even better. Here, toss it to me. I'll catch it. Just toss it. Just toss it.
We were up very late on Saturday. We did the midnight show at the Improv, which started at 1:15.
Right.
So we didn't get out of there until about 2:30. And then came home, only slept a few hours, and then went to the beach yesterday.
That's nice. So you're having a nice little getaway, right? Little vacay, little recharge, refresh.
Yeah, Piper had a great time. She played in the sand. I've been eating nonstop. We went to Billy's Stone Crab last night.
I don't know what that is.
They have stone crabs there. We did the seafood tower. Dale came to the show on Friday or Saturday, brought his lovely book called 60 and 6. Everything Your Mother Told You to Do by Dale Bondanza.
Now,
the picture of him all fat, and then there's a picture of him once he got AIDS.
Did you go to the bathroom with him?
What?
With Dale? Did you go to the bathroom with Dale?
Yeah.
How was that?
How was that?
At first, kind of, I was confused, but then we did a thing called Let's Measure Each Other.
Oh, yeah, I know that game.
Yeah.
I played it with him before.
You're undefeated in that game, right?
Dale's a great guy and a very supple lover.
Now, Garrett plays the game, where's the ruler? Well, 7 inches is my tonsil. 11 is my trachea.
And he where also brought this Gino.
Yes?
He brought these.
What are they? You're really having trouble with the camera. What is that?
Two bracelets, and then there's a whole bunch of blue chews.
Might have needed a blue chew last night. Might have needed one.
Yeah. So, very exciting. And then today, today's my day. Today's, when you're married as a man to a woman, I know this never happens anymore, but what happens is you get very little time to yourself, and you
right.
have to give them.
So it's hard to masturbate, you're saying.
Sure, that's one of the things.
Understood.
But also, I intended to golf. I've been here since, let's see, when did I fly out? I flew down here on Friday because I was at the shows on Wednesday and Thursday doing green screen from my house.
No, you were sick. You were sick. And yeah, okay, so go on.
So I got here on Friday. So I still haven't golfed. So today I'm like, I'm going golfing no matter what. So I'm going to take the girls to the zoo, trade them for animals, and then...
You can't do that. You're not actually allowed to trade them for animals. You're not. Can't do it.
What about... Oh. Oh, okay. Because I thought I misunderstood. Because yesterday I was researching the slave trade in Florida that dated back almost 300 years.
Sure.
And I read that slaves were of so much value in Florida that oftentimes poor white people would get upset. And then somewhere I thought they traded for animals.
No, you're thinking of something else. You cannot, not in Florida, not recently. Okay. You cannot.
So I'm going to do that and then go golfing. And shows were good. I had a great time. The Miami Improv is nice, but my favorite club is the Comedy Inn. You got to check it out.
The Comedy Inn. Yeah, that's a fantastic club. What did I do last night? I did New York Comedy Club, and then I did a podcast with our good friend Keanu Thompson and Alan Finn and Bill Schultz. And then I woke up and I was here.
The Week in Sex podcast?
The Week in Sex podcast, which is actually done at a sex dungeon or something. And there was no one there, but
we have one of those in the studio, the bathroom.
Yeah. It's not a dungeon. I think it's just called Dale's Place. I think it's called Dale's Place. And let me tell you, I think Bronson Jones is drunk more than he's sober, if that's possible.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Yeah. Now, do you frown upon that when you have a friend with an alcohol problem? Sometimes feel aware of it.
No. You know what I am? I'm empathetic. And I don't tell him to stop. I let it run its course, even if he's running something into the ground, like most of my material.
If you see somebody, like, say, you know, good friend of yours, and say, like, you were, you know, you and Bronson don't have a show together, but say, like, you did. And say, like, if you were worried about them, not their health or their well-being, but just the fact that, you know, their emotional crippledom was affecting them. And you have to wonder, if you're emotionally crippled, are you allowed to get one of those stickers for your car so you can park closer to the Target?
Sean, does your wife think I'm emotionally crippled? Real? No. She made me a fucking owl cake. And she likes butts. Look at this crowd. Look at this, Berg. There's six if you include the My Pillow cutout.
Mark's there. Andrea.
Hey, Gino, it's John. Can you tell Mike Fakes to get off the couch and come back into the studio?
Mike
I'm pretty
Fakes.
Sure he's right there to the right. Hey, Fakes, we need you in the studio, man.
Is Fakes the drunk fucking Mexican in the middle, or the fucking underage Mexican we're going to get drunk on the right?
Pretty sure he's Venezuelan.
Or is it the whore on the left?
Hey, also, Gino, we're checking the fact checker, man, and they say that after your gig at New York's Comedy Club...
New York's Comedy
you
Club,
had to wait
be more specific.
Hey, Gino, so according to the fact checker, man... Hey, according to the fact checker, they said that after your spot, you were waiting tables at Tony Romo's. Is that true?
Tony Romo's?
Yeah, man.
I don't even... That's a quarterback.
It's kind of like the Olive Garden, but they got, like, checkered, like, tables, man.
Do you mean Tony Romo's?
Yeah. Tony Romo's, man. He's also the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, he's not. He retired. He's an announcer.
Pretty sure, man.
He's going to be
I think
head
you're
coach
drunk.
Soon.
Anyways, Mike Figgs is late. I don't know why.
Berg, your thoughts?
I think we should just jump into the show. I mean, it's Monday. It's, you know, I want to get out and golf. I don't know where I'm going to golf, but very excited.
We have to golf when you get back. We're golfing this year. We're going to do a little golfing.
Oh, yeah, where?
I don't know. Somewhere. I golf.
In the Bronx?
Wingfoot? What's that? Nah, we'll jump in my car. We'll go to Staten Island. There's two courses there that are cheap and easy. Well, you have a car, too. What's going on with your car?
I got to pick it up on Wednesday. And see if, and then I got to find out about the liability after this guy T-boned me. And he made a statement saying that I drove into him, but he never mentioned the pedestrians.
When people say your liability, do you just start talking about me? Hey, how's your liability? He's fine. I think he's drunk right now, but Monday we're going to hit the ground running. Is that what you say?
Let's do some story. I had a good tweet this weekend after that Jussie Smollett story broke. I wrote, I had just been jumped by two women and they yelled, "This is Pelosi country." And now I have a maxi pad stuck in my pants, a dental dam stuck to my neck, and I am covered in peach la croix. This happened. Also, I just booked a walk-on role on Empire.
It's pronounced schnapps. That's awesome. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was a good tweet. And then there was a conservative blogger that took the idea and recycled the tweet literally 16 minutes later.
People are the worst.
Got 5,000 likes. I forget his name.
Hey, let me ask you this. And my and our listeners... didn't we kind of call this Smollett story? Didn't we, like, the day it broke, didn't we, like, say this sounds so fucking made up and rehearsed? It's like, yeah.
I think we called it, Anthony called it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not even saying, like, oh, I told you. So it's like, it seemed that obvious to us. And now I read the cops are saying, like, look, We're not saying it happened or didn't happen. We're just talking to these two guys. Did you see how they caught him? Because the rope that he used, they just had a they had a receipt for it. Like, this is what gets me. And someone brought it up perfectly. This is how what made it seem like a lie the most. I could see if this was a hate crime by fucking homophobic white trash in Texas that have a truck. You know, that have a truck with a rope and bleach and whatever they have for when they're queer hunting.
Whoa, you're saying that people with trucks are racist?
No, I'm saying I could see. I'm saying, no, it's a Venn diagram. These are people, these are racist, these are people with trucks, and this is them crossing over.
Christine, can you get my lawyer on the line?
I didn't say you.
You just said people with trucks.
You don't have a truck.
My Jetta that I call a truck.
People with apartments, flatbed apartments. I'm just saying, I could see if that happened in Texas. In Chicago, you like no one is driving around Chicago like that. No one's like walking around with a rope and bleach. What?
The worst thing is that he had the news. Gino, watch this. Breaking news. It's just in, Daddy. Very exciting news. Remember, March 2nd at Northmont, Gino Visconti and Aaron Berg live in hot water.
Tickets.
Check it out.
Tickets are going quickly. That's an adverb. Something I do in a men's room.
Oh, hey, Gino, how are you?
Hey! How'd you do that? I was just talking to Berg, and then, boom, you popped in. Amazing.
I don't know. I think he went out to get his golf clubs all shined up, if you know what I'm saying.
You can't say shined on free Mondays. We have to do that. You can only say shine Tuesday through Thursday. Did you know
he
that?
He went to get his golf clubs all shimmied up, if you know what I'm saying.
Much better. Much better.
Well, Gino, how you been? We got some big hot breaking stories this week. It is the day of the presidents today.
President's Day, yes it is.
Donald J. Trump, the 40th president of the United States.
45th.
Of Argentina.
45th, sir. He's the 45th.
Hang on one second. Donnie, get this down. You left out a 5 on the president thing. You just wrote down 4. I thought it was 40th. I did not say 4th because that would have been Buster Hamilton.
Now, you and Donnie seem very patriotic. Do you do anything special on President's Day, legit news guy?
Sure. I put a firecracker and a yam and yell, whoopsie. And when she goes to the hospital, I go, and the land of the brave.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. That's the funniest thing legit news guys
well,
ever
know, said.
That's saying something. Hey,
night.
Wait, I'm sorry. You broke up a minute ago. Do you and Dottie do anything? This is just for me. Do you and Dottie do anything on President's Day?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I'll throw a firecracker and a yam and yell whoopsie as it goes off.
I just had to see if it would be funny again to me, and it was. I don't know if you know this. This is what we do free Mondays. Berg tells me jokes for an hour. It's great. Yeah. Okay, so, well, that sounds fantastic. And Dottie is into that? She's into that?
Well, it depends on what you mean into. If by 2019 consent terms you mean into, then definitely no. But if by 1950s shut your mouth and do what you do, then yeah.
Okay. And she likes when you call her genitalia a yam?
Yeah, I'll call it a yam. A yam slit. Penis purse. I'll call it other stuff. Sometimes I'll call it the armpit betwixt your thighs.
Andrea really likes that one. She's going to take it. Now, that sounds
I'll
great.
I'll call it Magic Johnson's Dragon Breath.
That is wonderful.
Tampon holder. Blood piss regurgitator.
Of course. Of course. And she likes all those?
The part that I pretend is a wang.
A blood piss regurgitator. Got it. All right. Does Dottie ever do any baking? A fan of ours made us an owl cake.
Oh, certainly. Dottie made a Cornish hen cake last night.
A Cornish hen cake? What is that?
It's a whole bunch of raw Cornish hens blended together with brownie batter.
That sounds sexual. That's better. Too much.
She puts crackers on top.
Here's the secret ingredient in owl cake. Tinfoil, apparently. What you do is you mold tinfoil. What you do is you take a perfectly delicious vanilla cake, wrap it in foil, and then put fondant in the shape of an owl. It's a good
looking
owl.
So you're saying you're not a fan of the tinfoil in the oil cake? I said oil. Get it down. I just said oil when I meant to say owl. I called it an oil cake.
You said foil and owl at the same time, and it came out oil.
Scotty, get this down. Make an oil cake and write on the top of it Exxon Valdez. Underneath, put a whole bunch of stuck duck.
Killing it today, legit news guy. You're on fire. You want to tell me about
that's
these?
What I do.
You want to tell me about these presidential things? The quotes. Sure. Is that what?
So many great presidential quotes have come up today.
Really? I will tell you the quote, and let me see. You're such a patriot. If you can tell me the man who said it, okay?
All right.
Okay. We'll start with an easy one. What?
Reagan.
I didn't say the quote yet. That wasn't the quote.
You said, we'll start with an easy one. That's what Reagan said when he went to tear down the wall from Gorbachev.
You know what? I'm going to give you that one. Because it was... associate your
monkeys as well. Do you remember that? He had a monkey.
No, that's bedtime for Bonzo. That was a movie.
All right.
Associate yourself with men of good...
Don't confuse movies with reality.
Yes, make a note of that. Associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation. Oh, excuse me. Associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your reputation. For 'tis better to be alone than in bad company. Who said that?
That one's easy. Hillary J. Clinton.
She was never president, and actually she cost the Democrats a president in Bernie Sanders. That was George Washington. I'm sorry.
Ah, George Washington Carver, the inventor of peanut butter and a heck of a president.
No. George Washington Carver was never a president. He was a black guy.
Ah.
Can't say the C word. How about this one? Courage and perseverance have a magical talisman before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish into air.
Easy. Mahatma Gandhi.
Again, neither of your two guesses have been presidents of America.
Mike Tyson.
Do you want to say John Quincy Adams?
Sure. Who's that?
he was like, what was he, the third or fourth president? Was
well,
he the second?
Come on. Who knows that? None of these things are even proven. Back then, there was no record keeping.
All right, do another easy one. Remember always that all of us, and you and I especially, excuse me, Sean, especially, he's from the Bronx, are descended from immigrants and revolutionists. Who said that?
Donald J. Trump.
Nope. Three letters.
JFK.
Wrong.
RBJ.
What does RBJ stand for?
I just thought that there was a president with those initials, Boston.
Nope.
I can't remember all 45.
Name one president whose last name starts with a J. Pretty easy, but let's see if he can.
Johnson.
Yeah. Lyndon Baines. That's, it's almost RB. Did you spell L wrong and said R?
That's correct. I meant that. I was pronouncing it in Asian.
FDR was the answer. FDR.
Lyndon B. Johnson. That's how they would say it. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson. You know what? I'm giving you that. I apologize. I'm giving you that one.
And I was appropriating an immigrant's accent, which is applauded.
I'm going to give you that one.
Point for me.
Yes. How about change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones that have been waiting for it. We are the change that we seek. Who said that?
Barry Obama.
Barack Obama. Legit news guy. Fucking nailed it. You want to press your bet and do another one?
Sure. Barack Obama. running for a second.
We only have one quote from him. That guy was lazy. That's an off-colored comment. Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing. Who said that?
What was it?
Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing.
Ah, the guy Einstein.
No, he wasn't even a president. He was, no.
Ah, I think it was Tesla, man. I'm pretty sure it was Tesla, man.
Shut up, John. It was Donald Trump. It was our current president.
What was the thing? What did he say?
Without passion, you don't have energy.
All
without
right, I've
energy,
got some for you. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Who said this? Build that wall.
No one said build that wall. Ronald Reagan told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall.
Oh, trick question. All right. What about this?
Trump said build that wall.
That's correct. Ding, ding. 1 point for you. All right, next one. This is all... Okay, they're all rapists coming here. Rapists. We got to stop them.
That was Trump as well?
That's correct.
Two.
Next one. Here's my African American. Look at him.
I'm gonna say that's Thomas Jefferson on his eHarmony profile.
No, that was you were rolling before.
Was that Trump?
That's correct. Next one. Look at my daughter. I would do sex on her if she wasn't my daughter.
Can I ask you something before? Are these all going to be Trump?
Maybe.
All right, do another one.
It's huge. You don't have to worry about that. It's huge.
Is that Trump? What was he talking about?
His wang.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love it, legit, this guy. His wang. All right, what else you got?
Hey, Billy Bush. You know sometimes when you're like on a bus and you can just hold him down and take what's yours and then ejaculate on the bellies?
I think you added some stuff, but that's Trump, right?
Yes, that's correct. Look at all these women dressed in white, these stupid ladies. Stupid. What are you clapping at, retard face behind me? Stop clapping behind me, you stupid retard face lady.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. You're just adding stuff in. That's not what happened.
Who do you think that is?
Was that the president at the State of the Union address?
That's correct. All right, I'll do one more. Hey! Ah! It's the MS-13 people that killed one person. We better shut the country down. It's a national emergency.
Was that Nixon?
No.
Trump?
What about this? This never happens, Melania. I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me grab a blue chew real quick and turn on it.
Anyone in the audience want to guess that one? Anyone? They Say Trump, which incidentally is also a weekly podcast here on Compound Media. If you didn't order, are we doing the thing where we tell people to order? Subscribe now?
Subscribe now. CompoundMedia.com. Beep, 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 beep.
Breaking news.
Beep, 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 beep.
Breaking news.
This just in, Gino. Mike Figgs has a hot story.
Figgs! He's not even here. See this? Subscribe at Compound Media. Code Compound 20. What does that do? What does Compound 20 do?
20% off.
Oh, so now...
Yeah, man. Pretty sure it's 20% off, man.
Okay. So you get all these 20% off, so we only have to do 40 minutes
Wait
of a show?
Wait a second, man. Hold on. The code's wrong. We got to fix
you.
The code.
By the
hold
way.
On. Hold on. We're fixing the code. It's wrong, man.
What's
now
wrong
it's
code?
Right, man. Free Monday 20, man.
Now, is this John? Why does John sound like Weed Guy?
What do you, right. you know, that's funny. Like I saw that guy when I was on the train from Schenectady. I ran into him, man. He's a good guy. You know, you guys give him a bad rep, but he's cool.
Who?
The Weed Guy, man.
He lives in Schenectady? Is
yeah,
that true, legit news guy?
Dude, he was
Look
there.
At this owl.
He was on his one wheel, man. He was riding on the train. He's cool, man.
All right, so what's this?
I don't
this?
Know. This new John seems to make stuff up.
Nah,
now
man,
my teeth
I'm
are yellow.
Good, man. I was a little late, but, you know, it's the train.
I'm eating some of the cake.
You're not eating the cake. You're not.
It's delicious.
Hey, man, I think Judah Friedlander just walked into the studio, man.
It's wrong.
It really gives it a good vibe.
All right, so what is this story you have? If you're done, Aaron. Hey, wait, hey, FaceApp, Aaron.
We're having problems.
Do the lozenger.
Now.
Do the lozenger. All right, what do you got?
We got lots of stories.
Why are you... You really have to sync up the legit... All right, John... What, John? Figgs, what do you got for me?
Hey, man, what's going on? I just got in. What's up, Gino? How are you, buddy?
Hold on.
How's... Oh, you drinking without me, dude? I'm going to join
I'm drinking
you in a
with
sec.
Everybody.
Did you hear about this... The Macho Man Savage back in the news again, dude?
Macho Man Tranny Savage? I did not. Well, tell me about him.
I mean, first off, it's her. I think you should.
By the way, maybe. Can I just stop right now and say, I want to say congratulations out to Colin Kaepernick, who just like Rosa Parks, just like Muhammad Ali, took a stand and settled out of court for millions and millions of dollars. Isn't that what Rosa Parks did? Isn't that what Muhammad Ali did? Oh, no.
Standards and practices.
Yes.
Yeah, Rosa Parks never had a lawsuit.
Yeah, she just... So, wait, then why... then why is she an icon? Why is she a civil rights, you know, like people, the person that we look up to and honor every year when she didn't have a lawsuit? I don't get that.
She fought for civil rights.
Oh, okay. That, well, Muhammad Ali never had a lawsuit either?
No, well, he had to go to jail because he didn't want to go to war for a country that he didn't believe fully supported
That's
him.
That's weird. Now, he did that in a time where I have a feeling a white guy wouldn't have had to go to jail. So I don't get... So, but Colin Kaepernick is obviously a hero because rather than take the NFL down for collusion, he just said, I'll take all this money. Now, obviously, he's going to give... Look, and I'll say this. He's going to give the money to some cause. But he...
What cause?
I don't. He's gonna buy some bitches cause he's earned it.
Hang on one second. I think we got a call coming in from Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Just a phone call.
Let's go to the phone.
Hello, Gino. Mean,
what's that?
Hello.
Hi, Colin Kaepernick. You sound a lot like Aaron Berg without him being on the screen.
Not at all. Good day today. I got $100 million. It is rumored.
It is really. I heard six. According to Mike Freeman of NFL.com, between 60 to 80 million. According to reports, you pushed the case. The case pushed the notion that you and your legal team were prepared to continue the lawsuit as long as possible, unless a massive settlement.
You're saying between 60 and 80.
That's what I'm reading.
I've already lost between $20 and $40 million.
How have you lost that money?
Well, I got $100 million, and then you're telling me I just lost between $20 and $40 million.
Well, I'm just reading. Well, do you have the check on you?
Wait, I spent it on sneakers. All right, go ahead.
Don't you get free sneakers? Because, and by the way, again, this is a man that sacrificed everything, a man that wouldn't, that the AAF reached out to, right, and said, hey, do you want to play football? And he's like, you'd have to pay me $20 million, and they can't because everyone in this
I
new
league. I used to buy T-shirts from that company, AAF, American as fuck.
By the way, I just ordered another two fucking T-shirts from, if you don't have the Garrett's Rump Steak shirt. But do you understand, like, if you wanted to sacrifice everything, Mr. Kaepernick, like you say in the ad, wouldn't you sacrifice 19.75 million dollars to prove you can still play football? And I would imagine if you're able to play in the NFL, you would go in the league like the AAF, immediately become the face of the league because they need marquee players. Wouldn't you sacrifice? And I'm not even asking you to sacrifice everything. I'm asking you to sacrifice money, which you're making tons of in the Nike ad campaign. If you wanted to sacrifice anything, wouldn't you have joined the AAF and played football?
Well, you said they're looking for marquee players. My name is Colin.
No. First of all, your name is Colin. Second of all, yes. I said marquee players. Marquee means like big names that will attract people to the league. Don't you think if you played in the AAF, it would be incredible for your cause? It would show people that you can still play football and you are about proving your point to the world, wouldn't it?
Hang on, let me stand up and turn the volume up. I was kneeling for this call.
And you could kneel during the anthem, and the AAF would let you, and they would there you go. What the fuck? Is it snowing where you are, Colin?
It's pretty cold. I turned the heat off to support the cause.
What cause?
The rights.
All right, let me walk through one thing and just tell me, because I've got to be missing your point. You
didn't you say support the cause?
Not now, Cosby. You said you would sacrifice everything.
Keep on going, my brother. Support our people. Turn off the heat. Turn off the Wi-Fi. Get on your knees and make sure you water your soup.
You know
Thank
what?
You, Mr. Cosby. I was a huge fan of Live on the Sunset Strip.
That's Richard Pryor. You can't just consider they all look alike. By the way, you might want to make it Free Monday 40 at this point. Thanks for getting that, Mark. Walk me through this, Connor, or stop me when, or as the Evan Rude say, somebody stop me before I tell the truth. I'm a little bit angry, maybe a little too stoned. If you wanted to sacrifice everything, wouldn't you have played in the AAF? Wouldn't you have taken this court case with the NFL, the collusion suit, all the way to the end so you could get as much publicity, as much, you know, groundswell for your cause as possible? Or
first, let me say this. There was no automobile collision.
Collusion. Collusion. When it's not collision, it's collusion. People colluded, came together as a group to work
Gino,
against.
Gino, your dead aunt had a collision when I drugged her.
Did you say my dead aunt? He's just sitting there with orange hair freaking me out. All right, so I just don't understand, Mr. Kaepernick, Kali, as you call yourself, how this doesn't once again prove that you're a shallow, egotistical, maniacal, disingenuous piece of garbage that knows you can't play football anymore. And by the way, again, you are the last person to take you out of football was you when you, you know, walked away from your contract with the Niners because you didn't want to play for less money. What have you ever done in the past 3 years to make me put you up in a league with these people that are calling you some kind of leader, some kind of, you know, civil rights icon? What have you done to make me believe that, or anyone?
I've taken several photos with lots of dandruff.
That's snow from when you played football. That's got to be 5 years ago. What have you done to make yourself, to put yourself in the class of a Muhammad Ali, a Rosa Parks, fucking anyone?
I played football in the snow, apparently.
Not since the Green Bay playoff game. And everything you did was, all right, look.
Who won that game?
You won that game. And then you went to the Super Bowl against the Ravens. And
I won the Super Bowl?
You went to the Super Bowl against the Ravens. No offense, Mr. Owl.
And Hang on a sec. Let me tell my wife. How do we don't need Tupperware? We won a Super Bowl.
No, you're not. Do you have a concussion, Mr. Kaepernick? And then, you know what you did in the Super Bowl? You know what you did?
I won.
You lost. You had a chance to win the game at the end, but you're so bad at what you do, Garrett will remind you. You called the same four play all four fucking times. Go watch it. All four fucking times, he fucking threw to Michael Crabtree in the corner of the end zone. Excuse me. You threw to Michael Crabtree in the corner of the end zone. And you know what you did a year later? After you blew a 2-touchdown lead against the Niners, you know what you did when you had a chance to win, to beat the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game on the final play? Tell me what play you called.
Pretty sure we were in overtime.
I don't even know who. John, what happened?
Nothing.
Where'd Colin Kaepernick go?
I'm right here.
Cap?
It's me, Cap. So I was in overtime. I'm pretty sure I was in overtime.
No.
And I threw a pick?
No.
No, I said, huddle!
No, you were not in overtime, but you called the exact same play. You threw into the corner to Michael Crabtree, and oddly enough, Seattle was standing there with five guys going, hey, shocker! And they picked you off.
Let me ask you a question, Gino, serious question. What did you? What was your prediction that game?
Daddy had the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And Daddy also had Denver beating the Patriots. And then Daddy went on... what was it, Bennington, probably the last time I was on because Fez is a freaking psycho. And I went up against a guy who said Denver was going to win. And I believe I made that ridiculous bet where the loser had to gargle Fez's toenails. Daddy took fucking the Seahawks in that one. Daddy won. What's that?
I thought you were having a stroke for a moment.
No, you're thinking of the owl. Whoo.
Well, anyways, I mean, so what's your point?
I just was saying that Colin Kaepernick, I don't know how anyone can call this guy any kind of leader. I want to see what he does with the money. I'd be amazed if he
did. Dude, did you see my awesome jersey, though?
Here's the beauty of him not being able to disclose. Because, you know, it's confidential. They can't disclose. So he can give a huge amount of money to some charitable cause, which he will. But he'll be like, well, I couldn't give it all because then you'd know how much I made. But this is most of it. No, it's not.
I think you're just a hater, Gino. Just because you never made it past second string linebacker in your little Catholic school, that doesn't mean you can hate on me, baby. I'm big time, NFL. You see my jersey, number 7, like Vic. We out here.
What is this yellow stuff on my fingers from touching the bird's beak? Am I going to die?
It's called Hep C. It's from drinking and sharing that whiskey bottle with your buddies.
That's on my winky. It's on my winky.
Dude, listen, man, I am Rosa Parks, okay? I don't care what you say.
You are not.
I'm doing my thing out here. I'm supporting the blacks. I'm black and I'm proud, even though I might be Hawaiian or something. I'm definitely a little mixed. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, well, look, Colin, I can't wait to see what you do with the money. And I will say this. I would love to meet Colin Kaepernick because I would get hammered and be like, you have all these guilty white people fooled. I want to get hammered with you and bang some of the bitches you get because I'm telling you, I don't know if you can handle the bitches I get, Gino. What's that?
I don't know if you can handle the bitches I get.
I
like big, tall women, big feet. Big feet, you know? Girls that got a lot of... a room between their toes.
I don't even know what the remind me to return Congo.
I like
I don't
hefty even know bitches. What's... I know you're kind of a fan of the preteens.
I like
big hefty strong women with large backs.
Bill, get in here and get some booze. All right, look, Mr. Kaepernick, congrats on winning the case.
Thank you.
I really hope that you do something with the money to further the cause.
I'm gonna
you
open really up an Amazon in Queens.
You really should have played in the AAF.
I've always wanted Amazon to be closer to me. I moved to Queens, too. It's snowing. Can't you tell?
Yeah, I get it. I think it's supposed to snow today.
I'm all actually right. under a chalkboard right now. I'm all a teacher now. You know what? I'm going to become a teacher. That's what I'm
Bill
doing.
I miss Bill Cosby.
Support the cause. I called him yesterday. He's doing all right. He's doing push-ups in the morning, too. I got him on a good, strict regimen.
No.
You get
he,
up,
by the
do
way,
push-ups, you put water in your soup.
I'm sorry to talk over you, Mr. Kaepernick. He, by the way, feels he's a political prisoner, much like you.
I think he's
more of a political prisoner than you, by the way.
They got him in prison doing jokes. You know what I mean? He should have been in the public doing jokes, but because he didn't sign his NFL contract, they got him in prison doing jokes.
Do you even read the newspaper, Colin? That's not what happened.
I don't read, bro. I don't do no reading. No, I close my eyes, and I strengthen my other senses like the Daredevil. You watch that on Netflix? It's a great show. It's a really good show.
Well, yeah, I've seen your skills. Last time you were a quarterback in the NFL, you looked like you were throwing blind. I will say that.
Very funny. You could see Gino at flip-flops in North Brunswick, New Jersey.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, whatever, man. Flip-flop. I'll flip and flop you over.
Why don't you play in the AAF? Don't you think, Mr. Kaepernick, if you were to join the AAF, it would be, like, the NFL would love you for doing that. It would be great for everyone involved.
Yeah,
why don't you
perhaps.
Play in the AAF?
Hold on 1 second. The real Colin Kaepernick is here, is back.
Okay.
Hey, Gino.
Who is this?
It's the guy whose dumb wife just flipped the fucking switch that turned the internet off.
You know what? Knock it down to 10%. Knock it down to Free Monday 10%. I think they should be charged for this show.
I go, what the fuck's happening with the internet? I go in. We have a light switch. Over that light switch is a post-it note that says, leave light switch on. The post-it note is strategically placed so that would you want to turn the light switch off, you would have to lift that post-it note and turn it off.
Now, are you going to add a second post-it that says, comma, you stupid bitch?
Look it. We all make mistakes, Gino.
Read the white one. Are you gonna
read the white one. Hang on. It says,
not you.
You're my hero.
Not you. I was hanging out with my buddy Bill Schultz, who's also drinking. So you're back. The internet's back. You missed it. I had a very interesting conversation with Colin Kaepernick while you were gone. Did you leave again? Did the bitch hit the switch? Is that really happening right now?
What? I think she just flipped it again.
Sorry, man. John, sorry. We're having connection problems, man.
Hey, Gino. I'm back.
Hey, buddy. Hey, somebody was asking about you.
Who
was she's
that?
Fine.
Anyways, my wife is, what are you going to do?
Was there any, did you raise your voice?
No, you can't.
Why?
When they're dumb, they don't get it. It doesn't work.
Well, no, because you're so in touch with your emotions. Help me, walk me through this, because I'm crippled. What emotion did you feel, emotionally crippled, God forbid, what emotion did you feel when you realized the internet was off?
Choke.
It's not an emotion. That's a type of assault.
Punch twice.
No,
put down.
Again, no, these aren't emotions. These are violent reactions to anger.
Okay, first I felt... angry.
Right, that's one.
Then regret.
Why'd you feel regret?
Marriage.
No, you felt regret for getting angry so quickly, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I felt if I had a time machine, I would go back and marry the bodybuilder girl that I met the week I was going to get married.
You never told me you met a bodybuilder girl. Trust me, the internet's about to go out because of a skillet to his head.
Guys, standards and practices. Guys, there's a guest in the studio, and he's getting really... What? What? It's man! It's man! I'm sorry, sorry. She's getting really upset. Can we just bring her in right now? She's fucking going AWOL.
Bring her in, Gino. Hold on, I gotta make... If I can clean up.
Wait. I gotta... right, I'm done. I'm done. What? I was talking to Colin Kaepernick.
I've been waiting out there for a long time.
Sir, I apologize.
What did you just say? Excuse me? Excuse me.
All right, this will take us to the end.
I've been waiting out there here, you hooligagging with Colin Kaepernick. I'm really upset.
Are you a pro wrestler right now?
I'm a pro woman. That's what I am. Pro woman. Where are my ladies at? One.
Okay.
We're alike. You need to realize that. You didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day, you little dick bastard.
You didn't ask me to.
We don't ask. We're not supposed to ask.
I apologize,
sir. You just do it because you're a good man. I'm a better man than you, and I'm not a man.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. Yeah, my clit looks
positive,
like a lima bean.
I'm positive, too, but that's because of something I did with someone who might have been a man. Let's be honest.
You need to cool your jets, brother.
Hold on, what's that, Bird?
Cool your jets.
He's a pro wrestler
Randy
today.
That's Macho Man Tranny Savage.
Oh.
Whoa. Don't say, you can't say tranny.
I get it. I get the bit.
Oh, yeah. My car needs a new dual overhead cam. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. He said cam.
He what?
He's a guy.
Yeah. You're walking on eggshell there, Chi-Chi. Compadre.
All right, are we past the two-minute mark now?
Gino,
let's just watch him
that's
struggle.
The girl from the GameStop.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Now, that's a man. That's a good person.
I know you're the girl from the GameStop.
I am the lady girl from GameStop.
Okay, I know.
How are the players? Unless you're a transgendered, then they strip the power right out of you.
I don't even, Sebastian.
I walked in there with power, and they took it out.
He's Sebastian Maniscalco now.
Power, and it said, don't turn off. And you know what they did? They switched it off. No power.
Are you calling
powerless? Powerless.
What's that, Berg?
A little Chris Farley in there, too.
Little Farley, little Maniscalco. Now, I hear you've written a rap song. Should we just get to that?
What?
What's that, Berg?
Can we show the rap that she came up with? I sent in video of it.
Well, I thought she was going to do it, but she came in all Sebastian Maniscalco'd up.
I hope that's a lady. I really do. Really hope that's not the crab from Little Mermaid. Yeah, Sebastian.
Yeah.
I watch Disney because I'm a woman.
I get you, dude.
Let's get it straight.
All right, do we have the rap?
It's my album that I put out in response to the way you motherfuckers been treating me.
Can we change the 20 to completely right now?
Snap.
Gino.
Sir.
Her rap name is Serotonin.
Get that? Serotonin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what serotonin is?
Yep.
What is it?
Something in your bloodstream that gives you the might to be yourself.
You might be retarded. All right. Serotonin is something released by the brain. It's a type of endorphin.
Oh, yeah, dopamines. Oh, I got likes on Facebook. How many listens to I got? Tell them, John.
That's right, the listens to.
Yeah, how many listens to that song got?
120,000.
Who that guy is,
but that's not John.
Oh! Losing my voice because my meds ain't kicking in.
Well, let's hear the song.
Good play.
Oh, here we go, man.
Living proof that the time has come. Rise above and shine love on anyone who can't find it up. I got a giant hug for anyone who feels
like it. Too.
Purposely, I'm off beat on purpose.
Please believe your girl is screaming.
You hear that? Those are real trash cans that I was banging. I was banging those trash cans while I had my garage band recording this. Now that's Apple. You hear it? That's my song. 125 listens to, motherfucker. Clap it up, audience. Clap it up. 125 listens to.
That was your song?
Yeah, that was my song.
Now, is it possible, speaking of disingenuous people, is it possible that this was just something contrived by you so you would get some viral following, then you could drop some awful rap song, which was absolutely terrible?
It's actually pretty good, first
of all. Terrible.
It was actually quite good.
I'm listening to the new Brandi Carlile song. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah, Brandi.
She won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Is it possible that's all you did? You had this video go viral so you could have all these followers and then you could get your album to increase the, as you call them,
to help people like me, to help people in my position.
What are people in your position?
People who go to GameStop to pick up Call of Duty pre-ops and pre-ops. When they're there to get it, when they're there to pick up the game and they're there to get their DLC.
Get back to 20.
They're there to get their downloadable content. and you're being a lady. You got your look at me, obviously lady. Ignore the mustache and the ball sack. I go there, pick my shit up, and they want to start calling me dude, bro, dude. Hey, dude, if you subscribe now, you get Game Informer for a month. After the fourth time calling me dude, bro,
burn!
I said I'm going to put out my message to help my people. Well, that's it.
Who are your people?
My ladies.
And what was the message in that rap song, ma'am?
Be yourself, ladies. Be brave.
Is that what they said in the song? Because, you know,
I'm right here. I wrote the fucking
song. You know, there's a song about being brave? Sarah Bareilles. It's called Brave. I want to hear you say what you want to say. Let the words fall out.
She's all right.
I want to see you be brave. That's a woman that puts out brilliant music and that brings people to it.
Yeah, but you know,
what you did was in reverse. You tried to get a viral following because you have no musical talent whatsoever. And then once people were listening, you're like, oh, you're following me now? Listen to this rap song, which says nothing.
I mean, I didn't try to do anything. It just happened.
Wouldn't you say you're part of the problem in the entertainment industry right now?
Gino, I have the answer. You said, who said brave? That would be President George W. Bush.
We're not doing
pretty good.
We're not doing the president
thing
anymore.
Is it President's Day trivia? That's actually pretty good.
No, that's not. That's not what we're doing. And no,
thank
not,
you, Sarah.
I'm pretty sure this is it. Yeah.
I did a listen to on your rap track.
Thank you very much. Also, a big fan of yours.
That's not a word.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Check out my biceps.
Listen to is on Spotify. You don't have to pay. You just give it a listen to.
It's true.
Got it.
That's a great thing about Spotify.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. Since you've gotten a transversion from salt water to fresh water.
Pardon me?
How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling like a new person. I feel like I'm ready to take the rap game by storm.
Okay. Now, what's more important to you, being a rapper or being a woman?
It's a great question.
Well, I'm a rapper first. I'm a woman second. But I'm myself at the end of the day, no matter what. Don't try to take that away from me, GameStop.
How do you feel about fighting with school children?
Well, if they assume my gender without asking me for permission or without looking at my mascara and realizing...
Actually, that's wrong. If you say they assume your gender, then they would be transgender because they would assume your gender themselves.
I'm about 5 seconds from eating this entire cake.
Hope you like tinfoil.
Five seconds from devouring this
cake. Hope you don't have any fillings.
I'm going to destroy this cake just like how I'm destroying the rap game.
So, Gino, you're saying if I assume the gender of a person, I then become that gender?
Yes, if you assume the role of something, if you assume the gender, if you assume anything, you become part, you associate with it.
So I'm a woman.
No.
You could be whatever you want to be.
If you were a woman right now, you'd be turning off the internet while your husband felt choke and punch twice.
I need to hit her back.
It was really funny. You got to watch it again. It was fucking gold. All right, how are you doing, sweetie?
I found Sarah's rap video.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, John looks good.
Wait, I didn't give you permission. I did not give you permission. All right, don't worry. You'll pay me after this. Yeah, Superman.
Y'all bigots and critics, I got a thing or two to say to you.
Yeah.
So give this chick a minute, I'ma take the mic away from you. They got a thing to prove while millions of people talking shit. Watch it, hit the game, stop it, bring off the shit. Intentionally misgendered once, you're gonna get corrected.
Are you saying she made
twice? Get disrespected.
But the fourth to a sticker, need a fifth or summon demons. And a bitch is fit to scream, so even a fire breathing. Cause the bitch just isn't seeing how it feels when they attacking us. And most don't even see it when they beat us till they fracture us. Until we crack and bust the ashes dust, you fucking laugh at us. You bastards just continue coming after us. Just to damage us. But bitch, we fucking fabulous. Ready to chop a head of three and put an end to teams.
So wait, let me ask you.
No, fuck that. Give me a beat. Give me
some
shit.
Hold on one sec. Did she make this video? Did she make that?
Yeah,
she did, and I'm happy that you called
me. So that's not someone making a parody of her.
I don't know why you're asking
her.
She's sitting right there.
That's her making the video.
She's right there in the studio.
Dude,
just ask her.
I'm pointing at her when I do this.
Yes, that's her.
It looks like I'm saying this without her.
She changed her hair color, but yes, that's her.
You made a video.
Yes.
Where you incorporated, you called yourself ma'am.
Yes.
And you incorporated the viral video of you at the GameStop.
Yes. And I was on my fucking Raymore Flanigan sofa bed while I was doing it the whole time.
Excuse me.
My lazy boy.
So she did this?
Yes.
Yes.
On purpose. So what she did, I'm pointing at her again. What she did was
made a rap song. I capitalized on what happened.
She decided.
Wouldn't you do the same thing?
This is why the
I want you to think if you, I want you to put yourself in my position.
Okay. Assume your position?
Yeah. No, I want you to
thanks, Mark.
Assume my position and listen. All right. This is a slow beat, yeah. Oh, I got my man in the back. Got my man ad-libbing in the back. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell you a story about my life. I used to have a dick and I used to have a wife. Then I caught a fucking a guy who was black. So I just started to start to rap. Yeah. I'ma rap, I'ma eat your owl, I'ma come through in the cow looking like a bad bitch. I'ma come through screaming my dick out just like Macho Man Savage. Why you shave your beard? Cause you know why I'm here and you scared you queer. I get money motherfucker, yeah. I be rapping on my sofa bed, Ray Moore and Flanagan. Gonna go to New York Comedy Club, see shenanigans. Bad bitches on deck, ayy, better give me respect. I'll be drinking up with Bull Schultz, gonna break our neck, ayy. Got a cast on my arm, cast on my neck. Credit, debit, give me some respect. Gino! Gina likes to fuck little girls. Gina likes to fuck little girls. I may be a trainee, but at least I don't like to fuck little girls. Hey.
Girls rhymes with girls, I get that.
Girls and pearls, you are a slut. Don't call me a slut, I'm a man, hey. Yeah, I'm a man, hey. Yeah, I'm a man, hey. Verse two, we're gonna rap until morning comes. Hey, Gino, I heard you're a fan of the Chargers. Is that true?
Yes.
I heard you're a fan of the Chargers.
Yes.
Beat it one more time.
Yes.
Is it true you're a fan of the Chargers?
Fan of the Chargers.
Don't call me man, motherfucker. I ain't a fan of the Chargers. I've been a Vikings fan for my entire life. I used to have a child and I used to have a wife.
Said that.
My dick looks like a lima bean on steroids. But that's okay because I play with your toys. Rest in peace, Toys R Us. Rest in peace, Toys R Us. That used to be my favorite place when I was a man. Then they shut it down. I said, fuck it. I'm gonna be a lady now. I'm gonna come through with all my bad bitches. Gonna suck a lot of dick into town. Were you telling me to wrap it up?
Well, yeah, it was.
Verse three. Bad bitches, bad. It gets white, shorty, tan, shorty. Where the black girl at? Disrespectful. Where the black girl at? Hey, yo, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you guys very much.
It's here for Tan Mom, everyone.
Guys, you can get my album on Spotify. It's also on Amazon.
Can I make a prediction about this whole thing?
Go for it.
About a week, no one will remember who you are unless you do another tranny thing.
All right. Well, then I think I'm going to do another tranny thing.
Yeah, I bet you will. That's my prediction.
Okay. Am I a woman or a man?
Yeah, what's that?
Love to say this. A couple quick questions for you, Sarah. First of all,
yeah,
you're a very talented guy. You love what?
What? It's a man. Oh,
I'm a very talented man.
I thought you assumed my gender, so now you were back to being a man.
That's fair. That's fair on his part.
Confused now. Serotonin levels are all over the place.
I did a fact check. The recliner that you were rapping on was actually a Bobapedic. How
is Bobapedic not a sponsor yet? He left. You pissed her off.
Gino, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I really wish I could pick my wife.
Where'd you go? There you are.
I'm right here. Yeah. So I'm going to go to the zoo, I think, in a little bit with the girls because I got to take them. Because clearly I can't trust my wife to be around the baby after she can't read a post-it note.
Zoo. I haven't been to the zoo in ages. What's your favorite animal, Berg? Seriously.
The Wakanda snake.
Can't say that. Can't say that on Free Monday. You have to wait.
It's like a boa constrictor. But instead of its tongue, it goes like this.
Let me tell you, standards of practices won't take a shine to you saying Wakanda.
All right. Point is, we got another big story, and it has to deal with race, which we've never dealt with on this show. there's a woman named after a cheese. I believe her name is Marble Larson or Cheddar Larson.
Brie Larson.
Ah, Brie. The softest of the Camembert family.
That's true. Is it?
Brie Larson said that she will no longer let herself be interviewed by white guys because their questions are so boring.
No.
And why?
Brie Larson, star of the upcoming movie Captain Marvel, has always seemed like a good egg.
Captain Marvel, like the cheese?
No, Marvel.
I think it'd be funny if for this bit we just keep on bringing up different types of cheese.
All right, let's run with it. Brie Larson, all right, so I'll just read and you
okay,
jump
watch.
In.
Brie Larson is sick of being interviewed by white cheddar.
No, white
the
dudes.
Captain Marvel star
no.
is camembert-ing.
She's camembert-ing it all in a yes. tello. By the way, the article is from Irish Times. You know what? Oh, by the way, you want to make fun of me? This is how, like, I think I'm very smart, but I also think I'm very stupid. This is the conversation. Do you know they speak English in Ireland? I never knew that. I thought people in Ireland spoke Irish. That's what I thought the entire time.
You know,
time.
If you write an English statement on a post-it note, a woman won't understand it.
No, that's wrong. Women understand. That's fucking funny on so many levels. So many levels.
Hey, look. Look at my green screen.
No, again. Are you ever coming home? We miss you, buddy.
I'll be home for the show on Wednesday.
They're like, is Bergwijn? I'm like, he doesn't miss a beat when he's away. It's fantastic. About a year ago, I started paying attention. This is, again, Brie Larson, the softest of the camemberts. Attention to what my press days looked like and the critics reviewing movies. And I noticed it appeared to be overwhelmingly white males, she said. I get it because they can read and the others. Oh, she didn't say. With this in mind, Larson personally selected Kia Brown, a woman of color with a U. With cerebral palsy.
Oh, that's going to be a messy article, huh?
Let me get this down. Is that what you said? Hold on. No? No?
Gino,
when you make him laugh, it's fucking magical. Isn't it?
She has to write with her mouth because she can't use her hands or feet.
Because, you know, I'm emotionally crippled. She's like that with her body. Hold on. That's not what I said. Well, what did you say? Let me get this down. I just got a foot cramp. Don't get old. Oh, I just got a foot cramp. Oh my God! That's my aunt Olga punishing me. She died cancer. What's that, buddy?
You gotta go to Planet Fitness and train feet.
Did you see it? I can't wait to go back and watch. And I'm like, oh, am I having a stroke? No, it's just my foot. So yeah, she's pretty upset because everyone is white. It will be, I spoke to Dr. State, oh wait, interview Mary Claire. So Brown noted that nobody usually wants to take a chance on a disabled journalist. Why? Write this down or whatever you do. Larson made a
said, blah, 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 blah.
Larson made a rigorous, oh, I can say that, rigorous attempt to confirm that her eyes weren't deceiving her. There really did seem to be a bias towards male and the pale. That rhymes. I spoke to Dr. Stacey Smith at USC Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, who put together a study to confirm that. She said, moving forward, I decided to make sure my press days were more inclusive. You know what I think we need? More white people in the NFL and the NBA. I just find there's too many. There's not enough white people there.
Well, Gino, that would make bad sports.
What's no, no. No, no. And I think we need shorter people in the NBA. I do.
Well, that wouldn't be good because they'd miss the basket a lot.
No, I just like she's sitting there. So I'm like, yeah, certain people are better at certain things. I don't get it.
You're not allowed to say that. What would trans people be better at?
I don't know. Don't. If you say that two more times, just show up. Speak. Like, don't say, I don't like brown things. What's that? Yes, you are.
Gino, I got to take you over to our affiliate in Delaware.
Oh, you don't say.
Wait.
Thank God you stopped me before I said at least this brown thing works. All right, go.
No, it's slow. My wife turned off their internet, too.
She's from Delaware.
Take you to her affiliate in Delaware. And then you'll be able to cover this great story that goes hand in hand with the Delaware people. Hang on. My wife flicked the switch back on. She'll just be another 8 minutes. And then,
yeah. He's so funny. What emotion are you, while we're waiting, tell me what emotion you're feeling right now, Aaron.
Disappointment.
That's one.
Single dad.
That's a goal. That's a goal or an option. That's not an emotion.
Losing hat.
We're working on it, man. Give us 1 minute, man.
No, that's not. That working out is how you deal with your rage. So what you're feeling is rage. And
okay, hang on. And also could have a motorcycle if didn't pay for therapy.
Again, that's for that's not the noise.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Randy in the morning.
Randy? Randy, you seem a little down today. You don't have your usual... Am I wrong? He doesn't have his usual edge.
I'm here with Garrett and John, and hey, it is...
Hey, yeah, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to put my sock on while you're doing this.
It's 10-4, which means if you're sleeping, it's time to snore.
Randy, what's going on there? It's like you're noticeably... Randy?
Hey, man. Traffic, there's a lot of it today, so just drive safe and take your time and get safely where you're going in one piece. And if you have a baby seat in the back, make sure it's turned the right way and strapped in. This Tuesday, we have a...
Randy, can I interrupt you one more time?
Let me just do this promo real quick.
Okay, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's... Snakes for you bring us a snake that you stole from a terrarium store, and we'll give you a jewel vaporizer.
That's not even...
Do
Randy,
we have to do it, man?
Yo,
I guess we don't all have to be there. We could probably just get the bar staff to head.
Why are you guys so down today? What is wrong? Did you have a long weekend? I don't get it. What is wrong with you?
Gino, relax, man. Just relax.
Stop yelling, please.
I mean, you're just yelling all the time.
You guys yell all the time. Even your air horn sounds off.
With the energy.
It's Randy.
Kill the energy, man.
Just... Yeah, man.
What is wrong?
Come down to our level, bro, and just chill.
It just seems like you're really... Are you all, like, stoned or on something? I don't even get it.
No, and remember, this Wednesday, it's sober for October.
Mm. That's not for another 8 months.
Friends, and we'll bring you a piece of a calendar that says October.
You don't think your fans, if they have a page a day calendar, they have 31 of those. They don't need a piece of a calendar that says October.
All right, that it's calendars for colanders.
Now,
you bring the calendar, we'll give you a straining colander.
First of all, it's redundant to say, Markson, it seems like it's redundant to say straining colander. I'm just concerned, Randy, that something's going on there and you're just not your usual self today. Isn't that right, what? Mr. Owl? Three.
Okay, Thursday at the Starboard.
Hey,
it's on there for your hair. You bring
Is it Thursday there, Randy? I feel like you're just mailing it in over there, buddy.
Bring us in a piece of your hair, and we'll take it and stick it on something and go, look, it's on there. Big news story. The police... have made a bust.
The cocaine bust? It says.
Yeah.
I mean, am I supposed to just start with this? I'm supposed to know?
Those guys are the best.
Did you want some owl cake? Okay. Brandy, I don't know if you know this, but federal authorities seized two massive shipments of cocaine at the same California port of entry late January, one shipment of which
fucking
has.
Fucking assholes, man.
The total, I get it. Oh, carry the seven.
Dude, don't even talk about this, man. I'm so
the total of the
right
two
now,
shipments
bro.
Was 221 pounds. One of these shipments completely dog-marked Rudder Cafe. I don't know what that means.
Who are these people you're talking to?
This Randy. The buses were announced Friday. Were both found aboard ships at Port Huneim in Ventura County, about 60 miles. One with a yellow post-it pad that just said, Randy... coming from Central and South America, the first shipment, which was 204.2 pounds, was seized on the 22nd on a convoy. Look, I didn't mean to upset you guys.
You know what?
Are you guys okay?
Wow, I just wanted an ounce of that. An ounce of 200 pounds.
I apologize,
Garrett.
Just a
little snarf.
This should have been obvious to me. I'm sorry.
That's all I need, man.
6 days later, the same authorities took a seven-bundle, 17.5-pound shipment of cocaine on a ship from Guatemala. That one was dog-eared Operation Failsafe. Weird. Both deliveries were concealed beneath the floorboards of the ships with DJ equipment. Customs and Border Protection, Home Security Investigations, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement seized the drugs in a joint operation.
Fucking dicks.
Dude, I don't seize any drugs. That's my problem.
See, he's spelling seize like the palindrome, S-E-E-S.
Oh, okay.
The location of the bus announced Friday is only about 90 minutes northwest of Long Beach Seaport. The shipment included a record 3,810 pounds of meth, 55.9 pounds of cocaine, and 11.5 pounds of heroin, which they didn't need after Artie went to jail. Australia. I don't write this.
Is that true, dude?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Australian officials. He's gone to rehab for a month now. Oh, I can't wait to watch this fucking unravel. By the way, plenty of stickers left if you need Artie and Anthony stickers. Australian officials said the total street value of the haul was $1.29
billion.
Look, Randy, that's the way it went.
I just wanted $100 worth.
God, dude.
Custom and Border Protection officials found 80 bundles of cocaine weighing 204 pounds in the ship from Ecuador. Oh, that's, you know, that's probably a caption for the picture. Officials said the seizure announced Friday was the largest bust in the last quarter of a century. I'm sure it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Sure no one misses it.
I think so.
How you doing?
Pretty well.
Good use of the adverb.
Yeah, I was late. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh, that's all, sir.
You guys still going to pay me?
No. We have to send you some money. CBP seizes an average of 5,800 pounds of narcotics every day, according to government statistics. So, Randy, you there? Did you doze off again?
What?
So, it would appear that was I don't know why you had me read this story. It appears a huge shipment of cocaine was just snatched from, so it's not here in the country. So, it seems like people that would do cocaine would be a bit lethargic. Is that what you're telling me?
Probably.
See, I get it now.
It's 10:11, which means it's time for jokes from heaven.
No, it's not. Not even a bit. Hey, Paul's on the phone. Not even a bit.
Here's one of our favorites. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. Mitch Hedberg.
He's dead.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be a raucous week out there. Make sure you got your energy up and have a great time.
Randy, look, I love you, but I'm going to make some calls. I know some people, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay? I hate hearing you like this, buddy. I really do.
No problem. I'd do fentanyl if you had some. We've got a great high-energy song to play us out, John. Do you got it all queued up over there?
What do you think?
Yeah, man, it's all queued up.
So
all right. All right.
Here we go, guys.
All right, I want to thank Mike Figgs for getting here, even though we really got here late. I want to thank my buddy, Sean. Sean for the owl cake.
Beautiful cake.
See what they did there? And I want to remind you, In Hot Water Live podcast, fucking May 2nd in Chicago. Next weekend, I will be on a mountain in Utah.
March 2nd, Chicago.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Berg.
Why is there a fucking arrow up your nose?
March 2nd in Chicago.
Yes, that's what I said. I said May 2nd, but then I corrected to March 2nd. May 5th, we will be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Comic Mike Figgs. They updated the handle.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, if you haven't got your In Hot Water merch, please go get it. It's me and Berg buy it now. I fucking love it. It's the best shit going.
Garrett shirt is hilarious.
Oh, call back tomorrow. I'll get back to you. The show went long. That is In Hot Water on free Monday. Use the fucking code, people.
Put a shine on that shit.